It's the rabbonic gezerah that even after you finish using the scissors, if a sheres touches one side of the scissors, automatically the other side also becomes tummy. The main gezerah ought to be shas melocha.
Right?
And the hazor, the main gezerah shebishas melochem, mishum hazor shle bishas melochem. That what the hazor they said it's never called a chibra. So even though bishas using the scissors, you make hazor the deal in midiraisa bishas using the scissors instead of one kli. So hazor should be good. The rabbanim made gezerah. If you say the hazor is good now, people think who then it's good when you don't have bishas melochem. So therefore, they said it's never good the hazor. So it's only talking to the rabbanim. It's not called the chibra. And it's only mid rabbonin that the azor doesn't know b'shas melocha, but that's the story. B'shas melocha it's a chibur mid raitzo, shloim b'shas melocha it's nothing. Right? The Mishnah says b'zman shein lachim. The end of the Mishnah says these last type of tmonom, it's only moisef hevel if it's wet. That's straw or muchin or grass. It's only moisef hevel b'shas the wet. Or shas the dried up already, then it's not moisef hevel. But the more boil you, what does wet mean? Lachim machmas atzmon, that means they're wet from the tchila. The grass, when it was growing, it's still wet from its original grass. That was wet. Oy dilmanein, lachim machmas dovrachim, even though the straw or glass or grass dried up already, but later if you water it down, it comes wet again, that also makes it moist of heaven. Hey, what does the wetness mean? Rashi, lachim machmas atzmon, michamusait michamim moist tvei. If it's wet from its original stage, then it gets much hotter. Milachin machmas mashkin shnefen leim ishiyavshu. Mashenka, it only gets wet later on, it means it's dried up, and later water falls on top of it, it doesn't get so hot. So Shalom, when the Mishnah says these things are moist of heaven, when they're wet, what type of wetness does it mean? Does it mean wetness metchilat never dried up, it's still wet from it was grown wet? Or even if it dried up and later you water it over? Toshima, the Mishnah says, loy b'tev not with straw, for loy b'zagin, for loy b'muchin. Not with zagin, that's the pseudus of the yayin, of the wine, of the grapes. Vulay the muchin, not with dried out or with muchin. Muchin means like a material. Now, vulay the asafim, not with grits. Bizman she lachim only when they're wet, it's awesome. Mashing on the dry, it's mutter. Ma'iyam bishlay malachin machmas dovracher. If you say wetness means even you water it down later, shaper. That's how you find muchin, that means this wool that's wet. If you want to say, no, it's wet the way it was grown wet, how do you ever find wool that's grown wet? Wool, like muchin, means soft material, this soft wool, how does it ever get wet? Soft wool is always dry. How do you ever have wet wool? And the mask not so schwer. Memata the bene yatmid. You can all have the wet that comes off the behemoth between its thighs. Like the behemoth schwitzes, sweats. And between the thigh, when it's rubbing back and forth, there the wool gets very, very wet. So that sweaty wool, that's going to have machmas atzmon. Shrash yochig esinim. Muchim achlem machmas atzmon hechim ishkachas lo. Namarte devene atzmon. Mitzemer from the wool han nimrat mi bein yakaseh from its thighs. Shel behema. Shel malay ezeya. There it sweats a lot and it's very wet. Vul achmi atzmon. That's called wet by itself. Lochi korle martom the belav gizu. It comes off by itself. You don't have to shear it off. That wool comes off, falls off by itself. So that wool that comes off by itself, that's from sweat, that's very hot. So maybe only that wool is called mice of heaven, but the other is not. So we still have a shallow, we're not pushing it yet. Right? So more about, v'hod t'onei ravoshio, t'aim nem v'ksus yovsho. You can make a t'mona with a ksus, with a beggar that's dried out. Uv'teirois yuvashim, dried out peris. Avoloi b'ksus lecha, not with a wet ksus, a wet beged. Avoloi b'peris lach, not with peris. Vayt ksus lecha machmasat hech mishkachas lo. How do you find a wet beged? The chur means vayt itzema made out of wool. How do you ever find wet wool? Same teretz. Mamati the beni atma. The wool that came off the behemoth when the behemoth was sweating, when it was working between its legs, like of a side, that wool that came off full of sweat, full of wet. About that sweat, that's called machmas. That's called lach. So Kitzah, the Gemara is not Persha the Shaila. The Gemara is Misupik, what about if the wool dried up, and later you've made it wet again? Is that called Mice of Hebel or not? So the Mechaba Lamaisa brings it down Stam. The Mechaba brings down any one of these things, coals and man's are wet, it's called Mice of Hebel. Mashma, even if it dried up, the Mukhin or the Asavim, just now, the Shash, you're making Atzmona, they're wet, they're moisture, that water fell on them, it's also Wasa. So Lacha Mashma, the Mechaba is Machmir, we go to Chumra. Wir wollen nach Memphis. Nicht nur nach Memphis. Wir nicht nur sehr schön nehmen, wie Xus und wie Paris. Ihr lade mich hat zum Mann mit Xus, mit der Begit, mit your shirt, with your jacket. They say, right, to these are the Shilohs, on, even before Shabbos, is also to make hot money with something that's moist of heaven. If the material makes the pot hotter, that's also because then it's exera, maybe you put a remez, a coal, in the hot money, and you come to hit it on Shabbos. If the chefet is not moist of heaven, then you're allowed to make hot money before Shabbos. So, tem nebuksus, you're allowed to use some beggar, some jacket, or a coat, that in some material is not moist of heaven. So before Shabbos, when you take the chon pot or the soup pot off the fire, you're allowed to wrap it around with clothing. The ksus or the peris, or then you could use fruit, dried out fruit if you want. You could use it to wrap around the pot. The chanfe yoina, you could use the feathers of a pigeon. Or the nesura shokharoshim, sawdust. Kharoshim usually means a carpenter. Nesuris means a small sawdust. When he comes with saws, the sawdust is also not moist of heaven, so you're allowed to put it all around the pot. Or if you have a bunch of sawdust, you can put the pot, stick it into the sawdust. It'll just retain the heat. It's not moist of heaven. So if you do this before Shabbos, it's mutter. Uvenura shalpishtun, who are then pieces of flax? Daka. Only small pieces of flax, that's not moist of heaven. We have Yehuda oise v'dake omate v'gasa. We have Yehuda Sfakert. He says if it's a big piece, it's also. A thick piece of chet. Oyster bedaka. If it's a small piece of nuras or pishtin, he holds the smice of heaven. It's awesome. Umati begasim. But if it's a thick piece of flax, that's not smice of heaven. You can make katmona. Kedrashi nuras dak small pieces. Shenurim and a pishtin that comes out of the flax. Vekurin arishtim. Nesiris shemanatsrin hanagorim minoitzim. When you saw the wood, you get the sawdust. Over teris going chitim akitnius. Rashi Bavron's, but apples you don't put around the peri. That means if you have wheat or kidneys or beans, I'm only going to put the pot inside the bunch of beans. So the beans get all around it, and it's mekayim the heat. So that's mutter. Comes for yoina, loitzer. The feathers of a pigeon, of a yoina, that's mutter to use. Yeah. But these things are not most of heaven. The Mo'amar Rabbi Yainai, Erinoi. Tfilin, tzrichin guf maki. When you wear tfilin, you have to have a clean guf. Your body has to be clean. Like what Kalisha Baal Kunafayim. Like this Tana, the Almira called Alisha, and they called him a name, Baal Kunafayim. The Baal of Kunafayim of feathers. We'll soon see why it's called Baal Kunafayim. So the Mormahi, what does it mean, tefillah needs a guf naki? What do you have to be clean about? Abaye Ramash Leifiach Ben. It means, calls the man you wear in the tefillah, you can't let any wind come out from you. Trashish Leifiach, Sheyoch Olahamid Atzmai Bishas Haruach. You have to be able to hold yourself back to make sure no winds will come out from the bottom of you. That's called a guf naki. But when you see something that come out, it's not nice to be wearing tefillin. Rava Amar Shlo Yishin Bem. You have to make sure you're not going to fall asleep with them. You shouldn't sleep with your tefillin on. The same thing that Rashi Shlo Yishin Bem. Val Shem Yafiach. One gzera that you fall asleep, we're afraid then you're going to let some wind come out. Shem Yafiach Bem. Or is it trashy? You're a Kerry. We're afraid maybe in the middle of the sleep you'll see Kerry. And it's also not nice to see Kerry when you're wearing tefillin. Avlim yachol li zoyer. Shilo yisha, and the second man yam holds, if you can watch yourself, you won't fall asleep in. Kol hagufim nikiyim. Bafochiyos, that's a normal thing. Everybody can watch himself from afocho. It's no big thing. Shecholim lahamad asun. Everybody can hold himself back. So be you're not afraid you're going to fall asleep. When you're wearing tefillin, you're allowed to wear tefillin. The Maitre, this is the heter, at least why most of us don't wear tefillin the whole day, is because you have to have a guf naki the whole day. And today it's very hard to have a guf naki. You wear tefillin a long time, it's kamat zicha, some wind will come out of you from the bottom. Another reason is you're not supposed to masiyach das. That's what I was talking about here. You're not supposed to think about something else, other things. So we can't think that much only about the tefillin. Halavai, we should have kavanah when we're wearing the tefillin for the mitzvah, for davening. I call upon him for the whole day, we're not knowing to wear tefillin, because they either sham yafiach them, or else they have different machshavis, and not nice to think about when you're wearing tefillin. So tomorrow now, they are my korolei baal kunafayim. How come they call this man the yama kalisha baal kunafayim? Why do you have a shame baal kunafayim? The toisvis, the tomorrow, shepam machas gozra malchus reymi rosho. Gizera yisrael shekola maniach tefillin, yunakru es moichai. Romans made Xero, whoever puts on tefillin, without tefillin on your head, is near your brains, they're going to break into your brains. As you're not Chris Michael, they'll break open your head. That was Xero. Boy, Elisha Menichem. Elisha wasn't afraid, he used to still wear a tefillin. But Yitzel Ashok, he even went outside to the Shuk. Rua Kister Echad, so one of the Mamunim, one of the policemen saw him, is Rots Milafonov, he ran away from him. Rots Achrof, and the policeman ran after him. The Chivin Shigiyat, so when the policeman by Tzvani caught up with him, Notla Meroshe, Elisha took off tefillin off his head, the Yachsen Biyod, and he held it in his hand. Oh my Lord, the policeman said, "My Zeb Yotcha, what are you holding in your hand? I saw you wearing a tefillin. What do you have in your hand?" Oh my Lord, Kanfe Yoina, I have feathers of a pigeon in my hand. That's what Kanfe Yoina. Is Porsche, and this happened, he opened up his hand, Porsche, this Yodai, Veninso Kanfe Yoina. And this happened, the tefillin came into Kanfe Yoina. Is the Fika Koronais Elisha Balkanafayim. That's why the Chum called his name now Elisha Balkanafayim. He had this nest that happened to him. It's because he was Moise Nefesh to put on the tefillin. So the Gemara Maishino Kanfa Yoina, how come the nest took place that the tefillin changed in to Kanfa Yoina? Mishar Oifis, how come the Yoina is more than other Oifis, other birds? Mishram the Yamto Knesset Yisrael Yoina, because Klai Yisrael is Doima to a Yoina. Shenem Manapostik says, Kanfa Yoina Nechpa Bechesed. The Kanfa Yoina, the feathers of the Yoina protects itself like Nechpa's covered up with Kesed. That my Yoina, just like a pigeon, Kenofeho Maginus Aleh, The feathers protect it. Is after Yisrael mitzvahs maginus aleihem. The same thing, Klai Yisrael has something protecting them. What protects the yid? The mitzvahs he does. Because they to a yoina. Such Rashi. Yidakuras moichoi shutachas tefillin. Since you put your tefillin on top of your head, so that mokum they said they'll break in. Yidakur loshin nikur einayim. Like taking out your eyes. Kister nisavushu mamunah kach. He was a policeman to check that Yidin should not be wearing tefillin. Kans for Yoinik and Forsh Kamei. If they shame mitzvahs, the tefillin is a mitzvah. They maginim li Yisrael. The mitzvahs protect the Klai Yisrael. The evil hem kikunafayim li Yoinik. Same way the feathers are to a Yoinik. Shinim shelis li Yoinik ve mitzvahs kunafayim. The Klai Yisrael is doimah to a Yoinik. And the mitzvahs are doimah to a kunafayim that protect the Yoinik. Just like here, the mitzvahs protect Klai Yisrael. Kunafayim maginis aleim. Minat sina. The feathers protect the bird from the cold. Only call life the Adam Habolil, any or bird that wants to bite it, or a person, the feathers protect the team. Hil Nechemes, so Make Broish Gapom, hey, so Yoina fights back with its feathers, with its wing, it fights back. Mashen came to Sharifis, not Daimat, other Rifis don't fight back with its wing, but the Yoina fights back with its wing, and as a wing is what protects the Yoina. Here also Klai Yisrael, the mitzvahs protect Klai Yisrael. Right. You've been a surah shachroshim. The Mishnah says you're allowed to make hatmona in sawdust. Sawdust is not most of heaven. Iboiluhu. Reb Yehuda and a surah shachroshim koi. Reb Yehuda at the end says a chilik. He says if it's thin, bedaki holds its osa. That's called most of heaven. Umate begasif. The material is thick. Then he holds its mutter. So the question does he go on mamash the last case of Nurish or Pishtin, of pieces of flax. That he holds, small flax is awesome, big ones is mutter, or he even goes on a case before of the sawdust. Is he boiling whom? We have Yudan and Surish Shacharoshim, is even going on sawdust koi, or Yanurish or Pishtin koi. No, he's only going on the pieces of flax. Toshima, the Tanya Beferish. We have Yudu Weimer, Nurish or Pishtin, the pieces of flax. Dakon, if it's very thin, small pieces of flax, Harehu Kizevon. It's the same thing like the zevel in the shmutz of the behema. That's a chepitz, that's moist of heaven, and it's also to make katmona with it. Is shma mina nurusha pishtin koi, shma mina. If yud is only going on pieces of flax, but that is the difference. If it's thin, it's awesome. If it's thick, it's mutter. Mashem kein, sawdust is no difference. No matter what size the sawdust is, it's mutter to put a pot, make katmona in sawdust, that's not moist of heaven. So if you make that katmona before Shabbos, it's mutter. Mishnah Baita. Toinin bishalchin. You let him make hatsumona bishalchin to trashy oris. That means skin, leather. Kemoi vihivshit targim a yishlach. Vihivshit means skin of a hema, the targim says means by yishlach. That's the lotion of the skin. It's the skin you can make hatsumona with. O metalfu loisei. The chidish is that's not muksa. Even after you take it off the pot, still you let it touch, it's not muksa.
the gizei tzemer, let him make hatzmona with pieces of wool. V'yein metaltel noisa. But gizei tzemer, that's already muksa. So once it comes off, it's muksa, you can't touch it. So drashvi metaltel noisa, bein shetamun behen, bein shetamun behen. T'chazi l'mezgo alayu. Hey, shalchen, that means pieces of skin, that's not muksa. Since it's roy to sit on, you can put it down on the floor and sit on top of it, it's not muksa. Whether you use it for atzmona or not, it's not muksa. Vashenkin gizei tzemer, the pieces of wool, vein metatlos at Rashi, the muksa is saying, letovis lorik, pieces of wool usually you're going to use to make material out of, to make a beged with. So that's muksa on Shabbos, you can't make the godim on Shabbos, so the wool is muksa. So even though now you use it for atzmona, you covered up your supat with it, but when you take off the supat, we'll soon see how you can take it off. When you get the cover off, the wool still remains muksa. Kate said, now it's a kasha, if the wool is muksa, and you have the wool all around your soup pot, how do you get the soup out? Kate said, so Drashi, Kate said, this person that made hatmana put the wool all around the pot. Kate said, Yitukre Rosoi, he'll be yosla tautalon, isn't this a muksa? You can't touch the wool itself. Shrehi tamuna kulabhen. Hatmana usually means you protect all around the pot, you put the wool. That's called hatmana. Mashenkin, just on the sides, it's not called hatmana. Hatmona has to be all around the pot. So here, if you have wool all around the pot, how do you get the soup out? So the Gemara, noita lesakisui vehein noiflis. You're allowed to pick up the cover itself. So Rashi, noita lesakisui means shokadeirum. You're allowed to pick up the cover. Sheyesh teres kli aliha. The cover of a pot has a shein kli. It's not muksa. You're allowed to touch the cover of a pot. The afagav shein aliha, Rashi's above warning, even though the wool is on top of the pot, on top of the cover, it doesn't make a difference. The loinas is bosses lehem. It's not considered the wool is a bosses to the pot, to the cover. You only have the wool, the purpose of the wool is to cover up the kedera, to cover up the pot. So Rashi Bavonim Yisharlo. So the Mitzvah says when you have this pot, even though the wool was all around it, we're talking about the top part of the handle of the cover was not covered up with wool. So since you could grab the hold of the handle and not touching the wool, you're allowed to grab the handle and pick up the cover. Even though by this you're making the wool fall on the side, that's called a tiltum and a tzad. What are you touching? You're touching the handle of the cover. And the cover is a kli. Now by moving the cover, you're making the wool fall off. That's like taking a knife and moving peanuts off the table, peanut shells. We have tiltum and a tzad is mutter. Habiyas for a dover, ha mutter, it's mutter to do it. There you want to be able to get the cover off to be able to eat the soup inside. That's called a davra mutter. It's mutter to do on Shabbos. So your abi, you could grab a hold of the cover, not touching the wool, the handle, some part that's open, you're allowed to pick it up, and the wool falls off. The Rashi avoiding the new shayla. The shayla, why doesn't the whole cover become muksa out the bosses? We had before, something is a bosses, a davra also, it's also. That means, what's a bosses? L'mosha, our life is our bosses. Since a leichter, you have the fire on top of the leichter, and the candlestick is holding up the fire, the whole candlestick is the bosses. That's a lach of muksa. Anything, if the muksa is on top, and everything underneath holding up the muksa, it itself also becomes bosses of rosa. So Rashi by running here, you have a soup pot, and you have atmana, you have the wool on top of the pot. So why don't we say the wool on top is like the cover now is the bosses. It's holding up the wool. So even the cover should become muksa. So it wouldn't help you moving off the wool, because the whole cover should become muksa. So Rashi says it doesn't become bosses. And the svar is because bosses is the pshat, that the bottom thing is helping out the top thing work. Much when you have fire, you have an air. You need the candlestick to hold up the fire. You need the bottom to hold up this. The bottom bosses means it's helping the top one. So it's like tofel to the H. The ikur is the H on top, and everything underneath it is helping it out. Mashenkin here, what's the ikur? The ikur is the soup. The ikur is the pot. That you have the wool on top, it's not the pshat, the cover is helping out the wool. It's full fakir. The wool is helping out the cover. So like the wool is butter to the cover. So since the cover is a davar amuter, you don't say bosses, davar asur over there. Hey, all over bosses means the bottom thing is holding up the top thing. Unless you put money on top of a bed. You want a place where to put the money. So now the bed now is holding up the money, so the bed is bosses to the money. The ikur is the money, this is holding up the money. But here, it's not the pshat that the ikur you want is the flax. is you want the wool on top, and the pot is holding up the wool. The ikka you want is the pot. The ikka you want is the soup inside it. And pufakir, the wool is just helping out the pot. So since the wool is helping out the pot, fakir, it buzzes to the pot. And since the pot is not muksa, therefore you're allowed to touch, therefore you can take off the cover. So, what? Because Rashi says it's miyucha to make the godim with. It's material. You're going to make a beggar. On Shabbos is muksa. Sure, raw material is muksa on Shabbos, sure. Raw material is muksa. What is the language for? What's it used for? To sew with. You're allowed to sew on Shabbos. That's muksa. Thread is muksa on Shabbos. Yes, therefore that's the Eitzer. The Eitzer is, if you can grab a hold of the cover, where it's open, the cover, not touching the wool, you pick it up and the wool falls off. That's Mishnah. Leitele sakisi, you can pick up the cover, vehein leifleis, and it can fall off by itself. We have Lezer ben Azayu, I'm there. No, Kupa, the pot itself, mata al tzida, like tilted to the side, and let all the wool fall off it. Vinaitum. And that's the way then you pick up the pot. Why does he want all the wool to fall on the side? Val Shem, Yito, we're afraid, maybe you pick up the pot. Vienu yachal hachsim. You won't be able to put the pot back down again. Because if you pick it like straight up, maybe the wool will fall straight down again, and you have a little hole where you put the pot in. If the wool will all fall into the hole, you'll block the place to put the pot back. So the answer is, tilt the pot, let all the wool fall to the side, so then you pick up the pot, you can still put the pot back down again. The chomayin rim, no, leit lamasim. You don't have to worry about this, you don't have to move it to the side, you can put it straight up again, and put it down again. So Drashi, Reb Lezer ben Azaya Oimer Kupa, the pot, mat mito al tzida, tilted to the side of the noito. Kishavo lito, like Terry, when you want to take this pot, mata hakupa al tzida, tilted to the side. Why? Shem yito lakdera. We're afraid if you pick it straight up, you pick up the pot. The yiflu hagizim, and the wool on the sides will fall. Shem ikana makana, both sides are teich guma, into the hole where you're storing the pot. Sheyoshre behem, where the pot was sitting. The yimit starach lach, so if you want to put the pot back down again, ulatminoi, like to make another hatmona, lo yuchlo taut legizin. You can't move the wool on the sides anymore, lakan lakan. Velastas guma, liazir b'toycha, to put it back in again. Therefore, the answer is, let it fall a little bit on the side. Noitu, a master gemara first, a more explain why the chum say, you're allowed to put it back again. The chura happened to put it back again, it's muksa. You can't touch the gizim, you can't touch the wool is muksa. So Gemara will explain what the Chama mean. So the kids of the Mishnah says the what? That shalchin, that's tam, or skin, that's not muksa. Mashenken gizne tzema, pieces of wool, that's oimet fariga to sew with, that's muksa. Now you're allowed to make hatmona with these things. Now if you made hatmona with the gizne tzema, to shal of muksa, we'll see in the Gemara exactly how you can touch the wool. So the Gemara. Yosef Reb Yonasan ben Achinoi. Reb Yonasan ben Elozer. They were sitting together. The Yosef, Rabbi Chanina bar Choma Gabayo. Chanina bar Choma was all sitting with them, all three together. V'komi boilu, he had the shayla. Shalchin shobalabayis. What about if a balabos has the skin? Has he just shechted the behema? And he has the skin of the behema. Is that muksa or not? So Rashi, shalchin shobalabayis tinan. This is the deal, forget. K'mi boilu. Shalchin shobalabayis tinan. Does the Mishnah that say that skin is not muksar, it only means a balabos. When he brought it home to his house, in his house he's used the skin the way it is, so it's called a kli, it's not muksar. But maybe avul shalumin, but a person that sells skin, kibun the kapar alayu. Since it's oimit for schoir, it's oimit to sell the skin, he's makba not to touch it on Shabbos, he doesn't want to ruin it. It's not like his skin is going to keep for himself, he's going to sell the skin. So maybe that's like muksar. Since it's set aside for schoira to sell, it's not aimed to use right now. So it doesn't have a shankli. Leimet tatlin alu. You can't touch it. Oidilmano, the Mishnah says tam. Shalchin is not muksa. Shal umin tanan. The Mishnah means even skin from an umin, the person that sells the skin. The choshchen shabalabayas. Navada from balabos is also not muksa. Shrashi shalchin shabalabayas tanan. The mutla tatlin. Only a private person's skin that you're allowed to touch. Shain aim dimli mocher. It's not aimed for a person to sell it. Well, they cup it like you're not so makba then. You brought skin, you take in your house, and you use it sometimes to sit on. You can put it down on the floor and sit on it. It's kimitnifi. Even if it gets dirty, you're not so makba. Because the mizgu alayu, it's right to sit on. You can put it on your floor and sit on top of it. So that's not muksa. Avul shav umin, shayim des lamaychiran, an umin usually sells the skin, cup it alayu. He's very makba. The skin should not get dirty. Hilkach learn the mizukayim was not aimed for it to be sitting on. The aim metaltonoi say, since you don't use skin to sit on, what is skin aimed for? Maybe to make a kli, to make a shoe out of it, to make things out of it. So that you can't do on Shabbos. Then avadu it's mukta. The only svara where skin is mukta, because you could use it to sit on top of. So balabos is not makta, but it gets dirty. But maybe an umen is yim makta, so from umen it should be like mukta. That's the shayla. Omulu Rabbi Chanina bar Chomo, he answered, kachom Rabbi Yishmo b'Rabbi Yosi. This is what Rabbi Yishmo b'Rabbi Yosi said. He said, Abba, his father, Shalkehevi. His father was an umen, a person that sold skin, a skin seller.